la 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 la
פרקי תהילים, פרק קכ.
Chapter 120, Psalms, A Song of Ascents. In my distress I called unto the Lord, and he answered me. O Lord, deliver my soul from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, and what shall be done more unto thee, thou deceitful tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of broom. Woe is me that I dwell besides the tents of Kedar. My soul hath full long hod hair dwelling with him that hath peace. I am all peace, but when I speak, they are for war. I will lift up my eyes unto the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel doth neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon the right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall keep thee from all evil. He shall keep thy soul. The Lord shall guard thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forever. A song of ascents. I rejoice when they said unto me, Let us go unto the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing within thy gates.
A workshop question. Following the situation, we went into a state of there's not us besides him, connection and merging and itkalelut. Again, following the daily task, we went into a state of there's not us besides him, annulment, ahavut, itkalelut, connection. Let's depict to the friends in the ten what this feels like. The state of ibur, itkalelut, connection, ahavut, what it feels like in the ten.
It's a feeling that you have to make an effort in order to be in it. Obviously, we're in it all the time, but it's arranged so from above that we'll forget about it, that we'll disregard it, and it's a constant reminder that you have to integrate with the friends in order to return to that feeling.
And that feeling that there's none else besides him, that every thought, everything I have, is all the Creator. We have to constantly return into the thought of who am I, what am I in this system.
Every time we go back and disconnect from the feeling and understanding that the Creator is the one that revives everything inside me, outside me, that all the friends, actually he's standing behind them. And with respect to that, do we have all of our entries and exits and kind of a constant attitude?
It's a journey that we have to renew every moment, to attribute everything that happens to one force that's trying to promote us in the most effective and quick way, to correction, to correct ourselves, our perception. And it seems like it's revealed more and more how the friends are important here, the avud between us.
Yeah, seemingly it's a task that someone has to excel in it and to say I'm a hero, I've succeeded, but the Creator teaches us differently, that connection and disconnection and going back to the desire, it's all up to the friends. It's in the hands of the friends to think about the friends, even to, this is what brings you back to the right thought, so we can see how really dependent on the friends we are.
That's the feeling of avud, hitkalelut, even these states when we are seemingly detached. It's a reminder that this too comes from the Creator. And that hitkalelut allows us to constantly feel it more and more, feel its importance, feel the need for this, our personal inability and our ability to do it together.
This is the feeling of the arvut, that integrating with each other, with each other's desires, this is how I really raise a true prayer to come out of myself, and this is something that can be done only in the ten. So, through the sitkalelut, to pray and to litkalel, it's like, to integrate, it's like to pray to come out of yourself. And this is how we can build our mutual kli, that all in all does what? That it can feel the true reality that there's none else besides him.
Avot is described as a feeling of mutual dependency. I feel that all the friends are dependent on me, and I'm dependent on all the friends, and I feel it absolutely. Absolutely, all the time, and that there is no other way to get to the Creator, to get the quality of bestowal without it, that this is a necessary condition.
There is a feeling that we're in a cloud of intentions, that everyone contributes to. And we advance only according to the general effort made. If everyone doesn't give their 100%, then it's really felt, you can't descend. So the arvut is to give your everything you can, every moment, for that cloud not to dissipate.
I feel like in the morning, the workshop put us into a new state, put us in a state of ibu, feeling the point of unification. That's how it felt. The workshop now, as we read in the meal, about how someone comes to visit the king. Why visit? It's like we visit that state and exit it, so that now we rebuild our yearning from within us. And the way Itai described it, out of feeling the dependency that we have to lead all the friends to it.
Still, it's possible to depict the feeling, because lately it's really felt that the friends, this is the only thing they're thinking about, all the conditions that we determined for the Arava Congress, everything that we think about, what we give the friends, I feel that it's really alive inside the friends' efforts. And it's a feeling that gives sense of confidence and that all of us can reach it.
Right, and it feels like we're dealing with the highest thing. Even if it sometimes feels good, sometimes it feels difficult, it doesn't matter. Because the feeling is that by this we become close to the Creator. There's something very powerful about this.
And again, to dive into none else besides him time and time again, and to see where am I inside the system. And every time to go back to the correct perception of reality, at least to the yearning for the correct perception of reality.
In this work, we are totally dependent on each other, and it's clear that by ourselves we can't achieve it. This is part of our avut, that the friends will constantly be in the right thoughts.
Shalom.